Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. If you've ever tried to keep a New Year's resolution, maybe you're familiar with this scenario. You start out determined and enthusiastic and have some early success, but soon you find yourself bored, frustrated, and you give up. So what does it take to make real change in our lives? Well, today we'll talk to an author who has written a book about what she calls wholehearted living.
So being mindful, looking at all of those threads, if you will, so that we can braid together a life that is wholehearted.
That's Hallie Bock. We'll talk with her about mindful living, social media, and how to live the life we really want on today's American Cafe. A few years back, an Australian nurse wrote about her experiences as a palliative caregiver and what the top five regrets of the dying were. The number one regret? I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. But how do you do that? How do you live what our guest today calls a wholehearted life? Hallie Bock is the founder and CEO of Life Incorporated. She spent more than a decade as an executive leadership trainer, helping companies develop the art and skill of conversation so employers and employees could get the results they were hoping for. She's also the author of a new book, Life Incorporated, A Practical Guide for Wholehearted Living. I asked Hallie about a term you might have heard recently, mindfulness. Her definition is a little bit different from some others you might be familiar with.
For me, what it means is the ability to be awake, alert, and aware of your thoughts, and knowing that you're doing so in the process of it. A lot of times I think of there's a great quote by Viktor Frankl, which says, between the stimulus and response, there is a space. Therein lies our power. And mindfulness is all about cultivating that space between what stimulates us, whether it's into a negative or a positive reaction, and that response. And when we don't have that space between a stimulus and a response, what that response really is a reaction.
Now, I can hear you saying, I've tried to be mindful by meditation or prayer or other disciplines, and maybe like me, you find your mind jumping all over the place, thinking about your work, your family, your things to do today list. But Hallie Bock told me that our minds are naturally active, and rather than becoming frustrated and judging ourselves, we can just acknowledge the thoughts that come and return to our focus.
So when you are sitting, and I get you, any new practice that we do, especially for someone like myself that likes to get up and go, and I think as a society, especially Americans, we're very busy-oriented. We want to be doing. So mindfulness feels like sort of a waste of time. But even if you're sitting for 2 minutes, which is really all it takes to start, begin cultivating this practice and this muscle, if you will, is to tune into, I use sound primarily as my area of focus. We all need a place to sort of anchor ourselves. A lot of people use breath. I find that I start to control my breath, which might say something about my personality. I like to control everything. So I don't use my breath. Instead, I look to sound. And when a thought comes in, it's not a matter of if, it's when it comes in. Really, the game or the challenge, if you will, is to see how quickly you can notice when you've shifted from your present moment awareness into a thought. And then when you see it, not to judge yourself for it, but to recognize it and say, okay, that's a thought, and then see if you can go back to your anchor.
Hallie Bock says the prevalence of social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and others in our lives can distract us from really getting the things we want, from living our lives on purpose.
It's becoming more and more of a challenge, even the way our brains are developing, for us to not only hang on to long-term information. So our long-term memory is getting a bit blitzed here as we begin to rely more and more on the internet for data. We don't have to remember phone numbers anymore. We don't have to do all these things. So our brains are actually shifting from it As well, you know, social media is a high distraction value, and it also sort of, you know, plays for show, if you will. I think of the old Western movies and the facades, you know, on the sets. And really, social media is us looking at what others want us to see and not really what's inside, which is often, too often, fairly vacuous. But because it's so immediate and it's so accessible to us and it feels good to get on, then we tend to distract ourselves. Or we get into that mob mindset of, well, oh, look, everybody else is going this way. Maybe I'll go this way, too, because of our innate desire as humans to belong.
So what do we do if we want to live wholehearted? Well, I asked Hallie to tell me a few steps we can take to start living the lives that we really want.
Ensure that our foundation is set. Yes, are we physically, you know, is our well-being in shape? Because we do need these bodies to carry us around. And how we treat our bodies, including our inner life, sort of our spiritual well-being, has a lot to do with our outlook and our ability to go after what we want. So we need to take care of the foundation. Then we need to identify what it is that inspires us, you know, without looking outside what everybody else is doing, but really coming home to self and rooting in what turns us on, what's particular about us and what we sense that we are just innately good at, and key in on those. And finally, find, you know, we don't need to just look at our job as our one way to manifest our vision for ourselves. And I find that that's what we do a lot. We tend to, okay, so my job has to be everything. It has to stand for everything. We have multiple avenues in which we can express everything that we are inspired about, including hobbies and avocations and ways in which we can play, and yes, our vocation. So being mindful, looking at all of those threads, if you will, so that we can braid together a life that is wholehearted.
Hallie Bach is the author of Life Incorporated, A Practical Guide for Wholehearted Living. She spoke to me from Seattle, Washington. So what about you? Are you living the life you wanted, the life that fits who you really are? What do you think about Hallie Bach's advice? You can let me know by logging on to our website, voanews.com. Click on the red Listen tab and look under Our Broadcast Programs. That's also where you can find previous editions of our show. And you can find us on Facebook. We're at VOA American Cafe. For all the folks here at VOA, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.